Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
And welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous. And you're listening.
Happy 5 days into your 33.
Thank you for that.
Right? Whatever it is.
Okay.
4 or 5 days. Whatever. But you were officially 33.
Honey, I'm 33 and I've never felt more 33 in my life. Never.
No, but it feels like you historically have run away.
I've hated my birthday.
You've hated your birthday.
I have. I've been afraid I would be disappointed. Okay. So I would run away.
Okay. That's changed over the last few years in general, but also
Certainly this year I felt very much like celebrating myself.
I love that.
So it was really fun.
Yeah.
My good friend Claire redid my wallpaper.
I did some wallpaper in the bathroom.
And then I spent another day with Sarah, my friend Sarah, which was really fun. So it was perfect for me. I'm a one-on-one gal.
I got my one-on-one time
with my gals.
No group shall form.
No group shall form around meeth. And I really loved that. So that was really nice.
Oh, good.
And now here I am in this year, and actually we're in the middle of cleaning out my closets.
Yes. And here's the thing. We have, I mean, we've given updates on this podcast
about times
that we have cleaned out, purged, if you will, the closet. We went through, had 6 bags worth.
Do you remember that?
Like a year ago,
essentially. I know.
But here's the thing.
Say it.
For those who know you.
Yeah.
You have evolved significantly.
I know.
And part of that is in your fashion.
Absolutely in my fashion.
So it's really, and another little fun thing about you is that you do love to shop.
Oh my God. I'm like, how could I be paid to shop? Because I would do that.
You could be a
secret
shopper.
Then it wouldn't be fun anymore, and then I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, and you wouldn't be shopping for you.
Yeah, and I want to shop for me always. So yeah, I'm very good at shopping. I love to do it.
Yeah, which again, historically, not something you enjoyed.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but you've been shopping.
I have been shopping.
I found some fantastic finds.
Oh.
But guess what? Your closet
was jam-packed.
Jam-packed. So.
Today I woke up and like, I realized that I really like enjoy loving everything in my closet, but also knowing and being able to see everything in my closet.
Well, being able to see. Yeah. If you have to like push things aside and they get lost, whatever.
And I enjoy when I don't have too many choices. Like.
Listen, I prefer like a 3-choice entree versus a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Right.
I cannot.
It's too much. So it became the Cheesecake Factory here.
I got to get rid
of some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what was also interesting, I think a month ago.
Yeah.
Whatever time. You wore a dress that you had not worn yet, but you bought a couple of years ago and you loved it. It was so exciting, but then didn't fit for a little bit, whatever, but it fit. And you were like, I'm going to wear this. And you almost had a visceral reaction of how much it wasn't you anymore.
I wanted to rip it off
my body. You wanted to rip it off your body.
I really did.
Yeah. Like, and we went shopping to find something for you to put on.
I hated it so much.
And get out of that dress. And the how much you loved it before.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
It really was crazy.
I mean, you looked fabulous in it. That wasn't the point. The point is that it was just another fashion. It was old Jesse fashion.
It was old Jesse. It was like, I really hate the idea of factory right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
where it feels like, and this used to be my style. So it's like, but you know, like the loft would have like a pattern and you'd see it on a scarf. You'd see it on a dress.
Right.
You'd see it on a shirt. And like, I hate that right now.
I
loathe it.
Loathe it. Really?
I like to feel like I'm the only one who has it. Or if I have sort of like a plain dress, even like I'm wearing right now, it's like, well, then I get to accessorize it and make it just
exactly. But that's
way.
Not a plain dress that you have on. You have
true.
Huge puffy sleeves.
It's
like a fun color.
Really,
you know,
fabulous.
It's not just a basic.
Different. It's fabulous.
But it is interesting because there's still some pieces that have lingered from before. And even I can see it when you put it on. Like, it doesn't look right on you.
No.
Where before it was
cute.
It was so adorable.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. So, yes, so we're in the midst of that today because, you know, with evolution comes a little bit of work, you know. Keep up with it.
Keep up.
Speaking of keeping up.
Keep up, yeah.
You have an update for Not Your Type.
Okay, right. Because I talked about the guy who was seemingly different.
Different.
And like maybe not my normal attraction.
Right.
But like he seemed so fun and so evolved and so different.
Absolutely. And you're opening yourself.
I'm opening. Right. Exactly. And so I remember when I was getting ready for this date, I was stressed out.
Yeah, which I don't understand.
No one gets it. I think I was just really nervous about, like, I think I had two fears. One, he was going to be amazing. Uh-huh. And I was going to be like, can I find attraction? Like, can I?
Interesting. So you were nervous that he was going to be
amazing. And I would
like
have
his personality would be great, but you still wouldn't be attracted.
That was one of my fears.
Okay.
The other fear is, what if it's boring, or like, what if it's not good and I'm not attracted?
That's easy. I think it's definitely harder if you're like, wait, I really like this person.
Yeah.
I like this human, but I'm not attracted. Like, that's a hard one to come, you know?
I just didn't even know.
Well, I think it was also unexpected. It's like you date very similar guys.
I really do.
So then you're like, who is this other? But
who is,
you know,
this?
Turns out they're all a little different. They just
everyone's
happen to look
different.
Alike.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess what it kind of taught me is also like how much I put on looks, like,
yeah,
how much, like, when I see a beard, I really,
boy, oh boy, oh boy,
I swipe pretty quick.
Yeah.
If it's like dark hair and a beard,
forget
I'm like,
it.
Bye. I love you.
Forget
a flannel shirt.
It.
He could look like literally anyone. And
a bearded man.
A bearded man with a flannel shirt. I'm like, you betcha.
Right.
And that's like, why is that? And why is that? And
it's interesting. You do have quite the attraction for them.
I do like
you rarely deviate. And you tried.
I try.
Okay, so go back to this date.
Okay, so I'm getting ready. I'm like really, really nervous, but I'm like gonna do it. I like think in a way I channeled a hippie vibe in myself because I wore like my flower painted pants and I wore like a flower shirt and I was just like, girl, you wear a flower tonight.
Because he also is a little more hippie-ish
He's
in
a
his
hippie.
Wear.
Exactly. Okay. I thought I could try to match.
Yeah.
Vibe. And he was kind enough to come to me.
Of course.
And our plan was to just like go for a stroll, if you will.
Great.
And I'm waiting outside. First of all, it was doomed before it started because it took him an hour and a half or so to get here. And I was like, well, we're never going to see each other again because I'll never travel.
No one's ever doing that.
I mean, I'll never travel to bumblefuck Brooklyn where he lives.
No.
We know that. And who knows if he has the time to travel
to me. I mean,
you
have to set aside 2 days.
So I was like, could be bad.
Yeah.
But you know, okay. So then I'm like waiting on the corner for him. And then I spot him.
I spy with my little eye.
And his hair is blowing in the wind.
Okay. So that's, were you excited about seeing hair blow in the wind? You were scared.
I was petrified. Okay. I believe I texted you.
You did.
His hair is blowing in the wind.
I'll let you know when I'm done.
Yeah. Something like that. I was just petrified. That's just never anybody I've ever.
Mm-mm. Well, it's one thing to have like long hair and in a bun or like a ponytail or something. But then it's like the wispy in the breeze.
In the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wind was out that night. We were both pushing our hair back.
Yeah.
You know, at certain times. Mm-hmm. And
initial thoughts beyond the wind-blown hair.
I think immediately I said, I can tell we're different ages based on just how we're dressed.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's not a date. He's not showing up for the date.
I love a man who shows up in like a blue collared shirt.
Like Mike said, a collared shirt.
You better wear a collared shirt
wear
to come
a collared
meet me.
Shirt.
Or
come
I'm really
on.
Upset.
Yeah.
And also I love how that looks, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I think it's really cute. In the winter I love when a guy has a nice jacket. I really do. I appreciate it. And that was not the case here. You know, it was like very casual.
Like
even.
T-shirt shorts?
Like T-shirt shorts, black sneakers.
Okay.
Which I said, okay.
Okay. I've rubbed off on you, yes.
I just was like, I just haven't gone on a date with a guy I think that dressed that young in a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like, honestly, maybe I've been lucky. Like, I really have gone on dates with guys who tend to dress nicely. Or maybe that's the criteria I search for. It really makes me feel good.
Yeah. Well, I think there have been times that people haven't shown up with their dress, but I think it's been a little bit.
Yeah, or they're very hot.
Or they're very
right? It's like it one or matter. The other. It could be like they're wearing a t-shirt, but it like shows off their arms. So
right.
I'm like, well,
or it's like a
it.
Nice t-shirt.
Yeah, like it's a nice t-shirt. It's really, really nice, you know? So
totally different.
It's so
totally
different if
different.
You feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh.
Yeah, if you got some muscles to show.
That's the thing. Because yeah. I love that.
Uh-huh. But a loose t-shirt with hair in the wind.
Yeah, and I think the one thing I really liked about him when we were messaging is he had like so much energy, it felt like.
Okay.
Like he wouldn't just send one message back. He would send like eight.
Oh wow. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be like boom, 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 boom.
And that
boom,
wasn't
boom.
Too much for you?
No, because I kind of found it adorable how excited he was.
Okay.
Or like how much he was willing to share or
right.
like
he sounded engaged.
Engaged.
He was
like he came up with a thing which was like, we're gonna play a new game. It's this game. I was like, this guy's so fun.
We love that.
In person, I met somebody else.
Interesting.
Now, something I do think I'm like, he could have been honestly not interested in me. Like
he also could have been exhausted from an hour and a half
okay.
train ride.
He could have been exhausted from the train ride.
Yeah.
He could have said when he looked at me, that's a sophisticated older
She's
woman.
So sophisticated
Simply
and older.
She couldn't be interested in me.
Right.
So like, cause his energy was lacking.
Okay.
And as much as I felt nervous and not attracted to him at first, I was like, he came all this way. It could build.
Right.
Like, just make him feel comfortable.
You don't want to turn around immediately.
No,
you gotta
just
walk
make him
around.
Feel
yeah.
comfortable and just start talking, you
yeah.
know? So we're talking and we're walking and it just felt so hard.
Really?
So hard.
So he wasn't asking all the questions like he was on.
No, and I almost text. Felt like, first I was like, is he really shy?
Yeah.
I was like, is he really
Why is it so
shy?
Different?
Maybe I'll like keep talking.
Right.
And me talking was really just like, we could go this way. We could go that way. We could do this. We could do that.
That's a lot of talking right
there.
It was
there. A lot. And I was like, I don't know. I can't even tell what's happening here
right.
with him.
So you weren't getting deep with questions.
No.
Very surface.
Yeah. Very surface and very like difficult.
Okay.
Like difficult, really hard to
like it was laborious in trying to hold a conversation.
I haven't felt that much like somebody didn't want to talk to me in a long time.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
And I kept being like, I think because I think if this had been an attractive, like, or he is attractive, just, or like someone I'm normally really
More
into.
More you're drawn to. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or even when they're not that attractive, but I can tell they're really trying. There's like,
right.
this was like neither, but I was like, maybe I just kept being like, I could be misreading this silence. I could be misreading this.
Giving the benefit of the doubt, which I don't. Yeah.
So then we keep walking, like it's been maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
And he was like, I had decided to go like two avenues over. Then I was going to go up and then like back to figure out.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't even fully get, I think I was going to go up like eight blocks. And after like three, he was like, should we just go that way? And I.
Like essentially. Making the loop shorter.
Making the loop shorter.
Yeah.
Again, I thought
he was out.
Maybe I didn't even think that yet.
Oh.
I really didn't. I was like, okay, because he was. I was like, is he afraid I'm going to get lost? Like, I literally didn't know.
Okay. I mean, I guess there is that option if he's like, oh, I'm just curious. Let's go
yeah,
this way.
No
whatever.
Idea. Then, as we're getting closer to the main strip of my block again, I'm like, this is like teeth pulling.
Wow.
Like, he really does not want to be here.
Wow.
And like So then we start going past my building. I'm getting a little nervous to even be like, but I'm like, this is has
no
to
one's
be
happy.
The plan. Yeah. And then he was like, well, I gotta go. Like, I know this was short, but like, I have like an interview tomorrow.
And he had to start the trek.
And I was like, sure. And then he was like, we should meet again in the city. I'll text. And I looked at him like,
what?
I was so shocked, though, that he even said that.
Yeah, because it clearly he wasn't having a grand time.
No, and I would much have. Well, so I walked away because of that little instance. I actually felt great once it was over because I was like, oh, freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also was like, that's amazing. I only lost like 30 minutes tonight. Like, I'm going to go do what I want now.
Yeah.
But I felt a little pit in my stomach because I was like, why did we end on a lie?
Interesting.
Like, we could have just ended on honesty. And like, I don't get who we're protecting.
Right.
When we're both present. So then later that night, like an hour or so later, I just texted him like, hey, it was really nice meeting you. I'm not really feeling a spark. I just wanted to like let you know that and like wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I feel the same. And I was like, dude.
Great.
So then that was it. But
I love that. I love that.
I love that too.
I mean, I hear you on like the lie, but also it's so hard. I try not to assume that the person is lying unless it's like either.
But it was a lie. He even confirmed that, being like, yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't.
Well, I wonder. OK, benefit of the doubt. I wonder if he was like, OK, maybe if I didn't have to travel so far, maybe he was just like so annoyed by the travel. And he's like, OK, maybe if we meet halfway, we'll give it another shot. I mean, that's a possibility. Or he just doesn't know how to leave things without saying. I mean, it's similar to Chandler and like, this is great. I'll call you. We'll do it again sometime.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's
right,
like
right.
Just don't know how to leave a situation, right. Which well, could be lying. It's not. It's just an awkward. I mean, it is falsehood, but also
it doesn't make me feel good.
No,
say something I don't mean.
Yeah.
You know, like. It doesn't make me feel good when I used to do that. Like I used to.
Yeah.
Just want them to like me. So it's like I would say whatever.
Yeah.
Or say like, yeah, I had a great time when I didn't.
Yeah.
So I very much now try to be really, you know, focused on my wording.
Yeah.
Especially at the end.
Yeah.
To be like, all right, it was really nice to meet you.
Right.
Have a great night. It's like I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would give you.
But were you taking on, like, it didn't make you feel good that he ended it that way?
No, because
like,
I
why
felt
are you taking
like,
that
what?
On?
And then it sort of made me agree to it, which felt like a lie, right?
Okay.
I could have been like, no, but then I felt just like, what?
Why
is he doing this? Like, what is happening?
Right. Well, I guess there is that, like, we all have. The unspoken like pleasantries that don't really mean that are kind of empty, you know, like empty exchanges or empty like, oh, we should totally get coffee sometime. Totally. You know,
that's
like
different. That's a friend, right? That's like an acquaintance.
An acquaintance. But, you know, I feel like that some that kind of goes in the for some people who haven't been as evolved. Right.
Yeah.
In the terms of like not wanting to lie and not wanting to whatever,
right.
Like that is kind of. Like, it doesn't bother me. If someone can't be honest about it, if they need to say that, then that's fine. Whatever. And then I can clarify how I'm feeling later. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more concerned with, like, how much it
affected
you.
Well, I had to clarify how I was feeling later because we did it in person.
Right.
I would have not felt the need to text that if we had both just been like, yeah, I guess this isn't really working. But, like, I hope you have a great night, right?
I know. But people have a difficult time being that honest face-to-face.
I guess. I mean, he seemed...
He wasn't there, it sounds like.
He really wasn't present.
No. So he probably just was like half trying to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
But
so,
it's hard. But I love that you went ahead and just like, okay, we don't need to protect.
Yeah,
he doesn't
I really
need to,
don't need
no,
that.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
No, no. Well, you know, here's the thing. Kudos. You tried.
I did try.
You opened up the possibilities.
I did.
And I'm proud of you for that.
And I'm proud of me, too. And I am like, you know what? if I have a look that I like.
Well, here's the thing. I don't completely shut out anyone else, but
I won't. But I think I do have to have like a little initial attraction. Yeah. And or they have to have a great presence.
Well, the problem is, golly, because he showed up on the text, but not in person. That's
my God.
Yeah, I mean, you had no way of knowing.
No, I really didn't. But it was a wild evening.
Yeah.
Really, we're really
well.
Wild.
I'm proud of you still.
Thank
nonetheless.
You so much.
Nonetheless. Well, the good news is.
Yeah, there is good news.
I've been on the apps.
I know. We're all thrilled.
The better news is. When I see someone and I say
dark hair,
this
and a beard?
Is Jesse's type.
I know.
I will message them and say, hey, I think you'd actually be a good match for my best friend.
Yeah.
I say best friend because I feel like as opposed to just friend, because I feel like.
Are we not best?
No, we are. But, it, you know, do I need to clarify that to a stranger? Not necessarily. But you know what I mean? Just to be no, this is someone I care about. Like, I'm being honest with you. And then I'm like, I'm happy to share photos, et cetera, if you're interested or game or whatever.
Right.
I have done this over the years randomly.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because again, it's like, what's the point if I never hear back from them or whatever, right? So I did, I think I messaged like four or five guys on Field and Hinge.
Incredible.
This last week.
Yeah.
For you.
For my birthday.
For your birthday. Really, it was for your birthday. One of them immediately responded and was like, sure.
Love.
Like, how, whatever. So then, of course, I tell you. And it's like, okay, let's, like, think about, like, do you think he's cute? Whatever. And then I can't send, it was on Hinge, so I couldn't send a picture.
Right.
When I gave him your Instagram, he was like, well, what if I don't have Instagram? Which you were like, oh, I love
like,
him
I
even more.
Yeah, that
I love
is.
Him even more. So then I said, with your help, you help craft a message.
Oh, yeah. Because you, yeah.
So my thought was, okay, if he is game, what a phenomenal opportunity to have a first date on the podcast.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like truly a blind date.
Yep.
Except for the fact that you would have seen each other's pictures. But nonetheless, because the last few, like we've met and then we've invited on for ourselves. And so I threw it out there.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Said, listen, I could bring you on. You all could meet. Just play a couple of fun games. And then you can take it from there if you all, you know, get along. Or happy just to give her number. If you want to, like, I can text you photos or whatever. And so then he said the next day, he said, my enthusiasm for this has petered out. Which, first of all, I love that statement alone.
I know. He could have been the one.
Could have been the one.
I really think that you can't lead with podcasts.
That's the problem.
We look like an ad.
We blew our load.
We look like an ad.
It's like an ad. And it's also like, I may not be a good match for her. Friend, she just wants someone on the podcast.
Public of me, it's too much.
Yeah, so that we fucked up. But I have there are two other men that responded.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reply to them and send a photo. And
you haven't done it?
No, I need to. I'm sorry.
Claire.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. One, I'm more excited about the other. The other is not necessarily your type.
Okay,
but
why
I'm like,
are we even?
Well, because we're opening options.
I like that.
He's a little bit older.
And honestly, Claire's going to post a picture of what my type is so that anybody who wants, I'm going to say this, okay?
We'll put it on our
Anyone
thing.
Who wants, who knows someone who lives in the New York City area, who is my type, I will
Hook
go on a date with.
I think everyone's fully aware of what they look like, but I will post the photo of you saw him on the street the other day.
I was walking and I saw this massive billboard.
Ah, billboard.
And
not a
man. I just screamed my type.
Yeah.
I just screamed.
You screamed it.
My type.
Which, you know, we know what we know.
I did. And I was with my friend Sarah and I said, girl, take a picture. I've never, like, It's just so crazy. And by the way, you could take out the eyes and the nose. It's just.
Well, obviously his eyes and nose were adorable
like,
as well.
It's that dark hair. It's the dark beard. Yeah. And then it's like a jean shirt. So undescriptive.
So
like
perfectly.
Perfectly perfect for me.
Brooklyn, eh?
It's very like, oh, God. It's just my type.
Yeah. Very indie.
Yeah. He's like. It's like, I'm sure he's.
But then you'll lean over towards more, less indie and more out of Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, that's what's great about me is I can really adapt.
It's really adapting within the same exactly specs.
And I will go red. You know, I will go red.
You do like Ginge. You do like
Ginge.
I'll
go Ginge. Blonde, I'm not as much.
No.
But show me a cutie and I could change my mind.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm typically not drawn to blondes either.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's not for me.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
They've had enough luck in this world.
They really have.
Not for me. Okay, so I will follow up with those guys.
You really have to.
I will. My apologies that we were all in on the one guy, and I think we scared him. But that's okay.
We got it. Yeah, we can't. I don't think we can do that.
The problem is,
unless we know the person, I think we can't ask a stranger.
We know just a stranger.
It's too. I don't blame them if someone asked me.
I know.
I was about
to say the fact that he wasn't excited about it makes him even more attractive.
That's why I'm upset.
I know.
Did he respond to your response?
No. So I responded. I was like, hi, I get it that but if you change your mind, you know, feel free to reach out. And then I followed up and said,
did you give him my number?
I'm happy to give you her contact info.
Just give him my number.
He unmatched me.
Okay. So it definitely is over.
I was too pushy. We used him as an example. And so we shall move forward.
I will say we will move forward.
There's another guy that's cuter.
I don't blame him. He's petrified.
Who is this crazy woman?
Yeah.
I fully get it. I'll be surprised if I'm not reported. Honestly.
No.
No.
He might say ad. Or he like might. Spam. Right. He might call
Thank you.
You spam.
Honestly. I've been called worse. but I'm always looking out.
I love that. I never knew that.
Yes. I feel like I've told you that before.
It's never worked out?
No, I know I've done it before.
But it's never worked out.
I think I did once where you all talked on Instagram and then
what?
It like petered out.
No way.
To use the phrase that I now love.
No.
It was a few years ago. For sure. For sure.
I believe you.
Well, right. Well, who has a better memory? Huh? But yeah, I like to do that because I also. Because
I have such a clear type.
You have such a clear type. We know you screamed it out in the street.
I did.
Well, and I also sometimes I'll have my like deal breakers for height.
Ah.
You
and
say.
And then they can come right into my category.
But.
Oh.
There'll be fewer for you there because they're more like. Unless
tall.
I see, unless it's, what I'm saying is that I released the deal breaker. So I'm seeing guys that are a little bit shorter.
Okay.
So that does broaden the scope. I may not be as excited about someone who's 5'9".
But you could. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I do.
Also, while I don't dislike a beard, a brunette white beard, you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's usually not my first type.
Yeah. And I guess I would do it for you, except for I'm positive of the fact that anyone I brought, you would say no.
I want to prove you wrong.
Me too.
Okay. So that means you have to.
Do you want me to?
It's been a while since you've set me up.
It has, but you also have not been ready, girl.
I know I have not.
There's been a long time that you were like, no. And so I said, girl, you better hang up.
I know.
How many times
do you hear people say that they fell in love when they weren't ready?
Claire, but you got angry when you weren't ready.
I was angry.
I was angry if I brought up anything about it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm sure she'd love if you set her up. Like,
right, right.
There was no doubt in my mind that was a terrible idea. So mm-hmm, I just stopped mm-hmm, looking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
But I will go back to looking.
Game on.
Game
on. Yeah.
And maybe I won't even show you because honestly, I don't.
No, don't.
Yeah?
Don't you dare. I will. I'll beg you to see.
I'm like, I'll do it.
I mean, I think it's, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's worse, to just see someone all of a sudden or to.
This is the thing, prep. Right? I think when you see somebody, the thing isn't, do I love him? It's like, could I talk to him? It's like,
right.
Just could I talk to him? Because then if they're really great, they become so attractive.
Well, that's true.
So it's like so rare that I'm ever matching with someone. I'm like, my eye would just immediately make out with him.
Rare? It's rare that you match with someone you'd want to immediately make out with?
Kind of.
I'm surprised by that because you love a beard and you.
Right. But I think that like even then it's like. It's funny, but in order for me to make out, which when I do want to make out with you, I'll do it for 17 hours.
We know that.
But it's like, in order to make out, you have to make me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to be cute. And right. You have to be like, give me a little butterfly.
Okay.
And even then, the kissing can suck. So, but yeah. Those are the things, right? So if you only have one, you got to know the other two elements.
Right.
So it's hard for me to ever make a, because you could have two out of three.
If you saw the guy in the ad as a real person,
yeah,
you would not want to make out with him immediately.
I would, but that would, well, it depends. As soon as he started talking, right?
Okay. I mean, well, that's
if I met him for a drink,
okay,
and then all of a sudden I was like, ooh, I don't feel comfortable, or I don't feel safe, or like, God, I hate everything he's saying.
Well, that's why you don't talk. That's why you just make out. Yeah. But I think that's the thing. It's like the difference between
on
wanting
field?
Emotional or on field.
I'm like, would I?
Do I want to make out
him?
With this person?
Yeah. Yes. Do I want to make out with him because I don't care?
Right. Yeah. There's kind of two different types of attraction.
So
yeah.
that's very different.
Yeah.
And also on field, people don't always look like their photos. Mm-mm. So there's that part too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when I'm on Hinge, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Who do we have here?
But I think, as you said, you need to have a little bit more attraction, or you need to have that attraction.
Yeah.
To start out a little bit. But also it's hard because in person people change.
No.
It's a lose-lose situation.
That's my type for anyone listening who wants to set me up.
Lord,
Claire,
we know
what's
it.
Your type?
We know it. I have a lot of types.
But it's specific. So, like, anyone who hears that who goes, oh, Claire's a no.
I know. The unfortunate thing is I know what I don't like.
And that is unfortunate.
Right? I know more of that than what I do like.
I think it's more important to know what you do like.
It is very interesting.
You know, because it makes it hard for anyone, myself included, right. to.
You've seen enough pictures of the guys that I think are cute.
Yes, but some.
And even girls that I think are cute.
Yes,
but I don't know.
But
if
even
that
sometimes you'll say like, I you know
yes.
I know this is a wild card for me, so I'm like, well, Jesus, no. Like I'm like, well, I don't know. Isn't everyone a wild
it's
card?
It's so funny because I fully see. I'm like, obviously,
yeah,
obviously yeah. This is it because I think I just yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I typically
like even dancer. I was surprised that was
dancer
your type.
Was surprising. Well, that was field. That was more of just a hookup.
Yeah.
No, that's a different half the people I'm talking to on field I would never swipe right on.
Yeah.
With Hinge. But I I mean, I typically am drawn more to non-white.
Yeah, I would say like it's like Crazy Rich Asians, like the main guy.
Oh,
like
Jesus Christ. Could you imagine? Who isn't?
It's like, okay.
All about him.
It's like a tall.
Henry Golding, I think.
Hot. Yeah.
Tall and hot. Yeah.
I would say, yeah, like you like.
Asian men. I like black men.
Black men.
Again, non-white, really.
Right.
But I even know the occasional white guy will sneak in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
That's still
but
very
again,
broad.
It's yeah, and
still
it's very specific
broad.
When the answer then is no.
Yeah. I
what's your age range on it?
I think Hinge is a little bit older than it is for Field. I mean, Field, I think, yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Not 20s, though. I refuse to hook up with anyone
yeah,
in their 20s.
Yeah, me too. Actually, that's not true. I think I opened it to 20.
You're close to 20s. I'm not close to 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not hooking up with some 20-year-old dude.
That's
I'm not.
True.
I
That's
simply care. Or 25-year-old. I can't. It's humiliating. Even though 6'10 is 31 or 32 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. But anywho, age range, I think for Hinge is like upper 30s.
Nice.
To like 50, plus, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it's upper. I'm not, yeah.
Because I think once you go lower for some reason, it's like all you get is the lower.
Yeah.
I can't stop matching with 29-year-olds.
Well, here's something I'm going to say.
Say it.
There are more of them.
You got me again.
Yeah.
She got me again.
Yeah.
That's totally
you have fewer.
It. I'm livid. I'm
you
mad at
have
you.
Fewer single.
Get out of here.
The older you get.
Get out, I said.
I refuse.
Okay. That's a great point.
Right?
And I think it's everybody just, knows
yeah, it's
it.
A numbers.
Okay.
A numbers game. So, yeah. So, I think, yeah, I mean, we could do a trial where we, I'll show you, again, the people I'm attracted to. Or the ones that I've matched
We're
with
gonna
before.
We're going to do that after this.
Yeah. We'll do that right after this, and then we'll get back to your closet.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that so much. Okay, so last week.
Absolutely.
We teased about our new favorite show.
Yes.
The 7-Year Switch. And I say the because I can't just start 7-Year Switch.
You simply
okay?
can't. It's not a sentence.
So we hope that you've watched it.
And if you haven't, it doesn't matter.
It actually doesn't
give
matter
you
at all.
All the full.
We just wanted
goop.
To give you an opportunity if you didn't want to be
spoiled.
Spoiled. So as we talked about, so there are four couples yeah. who they switch them up. They right. switch the wives, husbands, whatever you get at bottom line.
Yeah.
It's wife swap today's day and age. So there were a lot of, we were talking a little bit about it before. So there was one couple, mm-hmm. Tony and Lilia,
yeah.
I believe, or yeah, where he was more of the stay at home
yeah.
and he was like cooking and cleaning and taking care. And
she was an ER doctor.
She was an ER doctor.
Absolutely.
Very driven.
She didn't mess around.
She didn't mess around. And she was almost a little annoyed.
She actually was annoyed that it seemed like, quote, he didn't have a focus.
He didn't have focus.
He
wasn't
didn't have
more
a passion.
Driven.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't like, you know, take his career seriously or
right.
like maybe find fulfillment there. Right. I think that's
right.
the other thing. Like she obviously kind of defines herself and finds fulfillment with what she does.
Absolutely.
Including financial
mm-hmm.
fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And he defines himself and finds fulfillment differently.
Exactly. And it also, it came out in the wash, aka therapy.
Oh.
That years ago, he had said something about like, oh, maybe I'll try real estate.
Right.
And her immediate response was like, well, I don't know how good you'd be at that. I'm better at organizing and I'm better
right.
at like whatever.
Shot
I think I'd be good at this.
Immediately.
Yeah. Shot it down. So like, of course, why would he be driven?
Yeah, because anytime you try, she goes, I'd be better at it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. I should do that. And it's like, bitch, you're an
Yikes.
ER doctor.
Pick a lane.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I know. But the good thing is she did acknowledge that kind a little
of.
Bit, kind of. But she also was saying that she didn't feel supported. It's a whole thing, you know?
It was a whole thing. And that tends to be the thing.
That is the thing.
You know?
But I feel as though she was also struggling a little bit with gender roles. Right.
Yeah.
Because I think that was a difficult and I think a lot of people, unfortunately, find that, especially if they're technically, you know, like, quote unquote, reversed, if you will. Like,
yeah.
because he was staying at home and like really keeping things going
cooking
on
and
that.
Cleaning, yeah.
And she was the main breadwinner and like very
right.
busy picking up extra shifts and whatever. And then she was annoyed that he wasn't more career driven. So I think that she was putting more like the value of someone
right.
at home is lower than someone, you know, that's what it felt to me.
It did feel like that. It felt, yeah, it felt exactly that she, yes, she's financially taking care of them, but he's, you know, physically taking care
yeah.
of the house. So
yeah.
it's, and then also I believe the therapist said that she sort of fell in love with his potential.
Right.
Like,
that was the potential.
Right.
One. Yeah.
And very much like to me that's actually the couple that makes me the most nervous.
Yeah.
Like coming out of the, they all lied saying they're going to stay together.
Of course.
And I say
of
lied
course.
Because it's BS and I was disappointed.
Well, I think Heather and Aaron may try.
No, they I like.
Yeah. But anyway.
But this couple, like, it's a bummer because essentially this is where you kind of get the thing of self-love. This is where
yeah.
you see like, if you're willing to, what you're willing to stand for, right?
Yeah.
In your relationship. So like Tony's a great guy And it seems like his wife doesn't support or find like his contributions as good as hers.
Yeah.
And he has to decide if that's what he wants to stay in.
Right.
Because not feeling supported by your wife, not feeling valued by your wife actually isn't great.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's pretty and I don't care if she's nice. You can find someone pretty and nice who will absolutely value you and make you feel. So it's a bummer when you see people. The reason I liked Aaron and Heather is because she was like, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. And he was like, I'm going to change.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to change. He didn't get defensive. He was like.
Well, and he saw himself and he was like, wait.
He did. In Lilia.
Yeah.
Which also shows
which is why
like,
they switched them as they did.
But she didn't see how she was with him.
No.
He saw how he was with her.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, I'm trying to be her partner and she's closing me, like cutting me off, closing me off, like, you know, not making me a part of what's happening. And I can see how that must have been frustrating for
my wife.
Absolutely. And she didn't see any of that.
It didn't click for her as much.
No.
But yeah, I feel like that was Heather and Aaron seemed like they both had some breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs and ultimately had a lot of love for each other.
A lot of love for each other. Yes.
Right. That's the other thing. It's like the bummer, I think, when you're dating someone is, or the good thing about when you're dating someone is that the love isn't there yet. That you can decide, like, do I want to continue?
Right.
You know, because
it could be there, but it's still, it's a different.
I'm saying you're sort of choosing. At this point, they are each other's best friends. They're in each other's life. There's a lot more to lose, right?
Yeah.
That when you go, what can I handle? What can I take? When you're dating, it's like, okay, I have my own life. I have my own things. Like, I've decided this person's adding as much value as they're, you know, maybe taking away. And when you're married, that's a much harder decision because so much is intertwined.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And I think that.
At least that's what I've heard.
I've read that in studies.
Uh-huh.
Right. But that's what it felt like. It also felt like the same thing, but they also were like, wow, we've loved each other for 10 years. Like, I love her. I don't want to lose her.
Yeah.
They both were like, I don't want to lose him.
They got caught
but
up
also,
in bad, just
right.
in a cycle of.
Right. I don't want to lose him. I don't want to lose her. But also, I don't want to really, I don't know how to say anything. And now it's like, when Heather came back and was like, I love you and I don't want to lose you, but if things don't change, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
It's like
unbelievable
damn.
For her.
And then
he's
like, I don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make you happy. And then you're like, and that is a beautiful relationship.
And that, my friends.
And that
is how
you
do it.
Yeah.
Well, the other two couples were hot messes.
Really?
Hot messes.
There's very little to take away from it in the sense of you're just like, this is a train wreck.
Except for one with the, talking about the self-worth, right? The self-love. Because there was the Dustin and Jacqueline couple, which, horrible couple.
He cheated on her before it even started.
Yeah. He was such a.
He was like, I like this experiment. I went on a date last night. And you're like, what
the fuck? He went on a date in between leaving his marital home.
Correct. And going to
a 2-week experiment.
Yeah.
To a new marriage, which wasn't.
No.
You know. So he was a man child.
An actual man child.
And then she had become like a mother figure and she was annoyed and.
Right.
But also wasn't leaving.
No, and she was, I think it's like disassociating.
Absolutely.
It's like she essentially, what we found out with the therapist is like she found value in how he was attractive.
Yeah, he's hot.
And he likes her and that makes her attractive.
Yeah.
That was his value to her is like she, the validation of it reflected onto her and she was like, I have a hot man who wants me, who's married to me.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm wonderful.
Absolutely.
Even though the hot guy is a fucking...
Asshole
train wreck, treats you like shit.
Absolute shit. So like, disrespectful. So
horrible.
So ridiculous. It's a, but the funny thing is how, like, first of all, she should not be in that relationship.
No.
But we understand because it is like, okay, well, she's finding this validation just in the way that he looks, very surface. But it's so interesting too because the wife that he was matched with was a very big flirt.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
That was the problem.
And so they would show videos of each other too, like during the therapy session, whatever, see what they're doing, their spouses are doing or whatever. And she, Jacqueline, was so, like, so much anger towards this other woman.
She was like, she shouldn't touch my husband.
Don't touch my husband.
And it's like, honey, your husband could have said that. Your husband's letting it all happen.
Oh, he is inviting it.
And you don't even know what's happening.
Inviting
it. But she didn't want to see that.
No.
So instead,
it was all her.
It's all her fault.
Yeah.
Well, she's a tramp. Well, she's a blah, blah. She's throwing herself. And it was so sad to see, because essentially, if she sees a fault in him, she'll see a fault in
herself. In her. And she refuses.
And so she refuses. So she just wanted to attack this other woman who
wasn't without faults.
But
listen, I will say that.
She was a train wreck too.
Absolutely.
But that's for her husband to be upset about.
Right.
You know, if a really attractive woman hits on someone's husband, someone with a great husband, it's like, that doesn't...
It doesn't matter.
Honey.
You're not worried about it.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Exactly.
That's my husband. He'll make a joke out of it. He'll get out of it. I'm not worried.
He'll exit that
situation.
But
I can understand why you'd be worried.
You should be
And
worried.
That's the problem, right?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
the problem. Not anything other than that.
Yeah, it was very sad. And then the flirty wife, their relationship, Kelsey and James, was not good either.
No.
They should not be in
There's
the relationship.
There's some shit happening behind
There's
closed
some,
doors.
Yeah.
The fact that they stayed together.
Something's not right. So both of those couples stayed together, which does not make sense.
No.
And even the therapist, when talking to Dustin and Jacqueline, the man child and mom figure, were like, okay.
Yeah. Even at one point when he walked away, they're like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
They're literally like, get out.
Get
twice.
Out.
Like, and she's like, surprisingly, everything's changed.
Everything's great without Kelsey
and
here.
It's
fine.
Even though she found out they were texting.
They were texting.
And
it was so sad. But
you can't
show it to someone who's not ready to see it.
We all have friends. We all have people.
And
like,
we've done it
and
as well.
We have to understand. We've done it as well. It has to do with how you value yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you shouldn't be in a relationship with a loser.
I deserve
a fucking winner.
The times that I have chatted with toxic I'm feeling the worst about myself, the absolute worst about myself.
You should just picture Dustin.
Honestly,
I want you to. And when you do that, you look like Kelsey.
Okay,
or
that's
Jacqueline.
Rude. That's rude.
Both
that's
are bad.
Rude.
Truly.
No, it's true.
That's what it is where you're
it's
like,
true.
Oh, my God, why
but
is she
But that's it. Because
that?
It's like I find so much worth in the way that he looks.
Yeah.
And the way like the physical part of it, how he dresses, all of that. Because I know. So I unfortunately.
I get it.
I would like to think that my annoyance and getting upset didn't have to do with anyone outside of him. It was always his action, but I didn't care about that.
You didn't care.
But still. Yeah. So Kelsey and James, and that reminded me, she definitely needs outside validation, and her parents really like James. So she's like, that was the first thing she said, like why she wanted to go through this therapy experiment, because her parents really like him, but the marriage is essentially over.
It was a crazy when she went back to tell them how it went. And she was like, it's a toss up. Like this other guy was really hot. And the dad was like, how is that a toss up?
Right.
One is your husband and the other is a
hot stranger
guy who's also married. What's happening?
I know. It
like,
was crazy.
Very delusional and very like. It's that type of thing where clearly whatever's happening is not being said. So it's like,
yeah,
I guess
a
we
lot
can't help you.
Said.
I have no idea what's really happening.
But I do think that she reminded me of a friend of mine who told me that you should always be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Obviously, she was telling this to herself to, you know, confirm
her
own
better.
Choices. But she told me years ago, she is now divorced.
There you go.
But she said you should marry someone that loves you more than you love them.
Absolutely.
Isn't that sweet?
That's really
sweet. Shock again, she's divorced. But I felt that with Kelsey and James, even though I feel like James had quite a bit of annoyance towards her. I don't know. There was some dynamic going on, but I think she felt like she could use him.
Yeah.
And get whatever she wanted out of him.
Yeah.
And found a lot of power in that. But they didn't like each other. It seemed to say that. And then for some reason they stayed together. And I don't know.
I'm livid.
I'm livid too.
I'm really upset.
Yeah. It's all stupid. So, but it was very interesting. I mean, the show was fascinating.
I'm not going to say I wasn't interested.
Right.
It was a great show. There was a lot of learning there. And I feel like a lot of takeaways. Main takeaway is don't sit on things.
Don't
express
sit,
how you're feeling so
it.
They don't build up.
Yeah.
And
because, again, you'll find yourself years down.
Resentment.
Yeah. Resenting and in the same bad cycle that no one is happy about.
Absolutely.
It was good. I liked the help thing. And I liked the don't ask for help because you're both doing .
Yeah. Don't ask for help.
Right.
It's both of our jobs. So how are we going to do it?
Yeah.
We. I don't need your help.
The key. I truly, we are so prepared for relationships.
God, when the right guy comes or person comes.
Right?
You better
honestly
know.
We're going to get our book of thoughts.
I really will.
That's not something that exists, but we've learned
so much.
I love
that. I love the idea of also kind of being here's the manual to me.
I know.
Enjoy the reading. Get back to me on you know
if
what
you're
I mean?
Still in,
but this is the reading.
Yeah
this is the manual. I'm it's cool to learn the manual of you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, if we can just figure out how to articulate it as we go through. Right,
totally. It's a little bit this is a little bit of a stretch, but it's a little bit when you're having sex and then it's you have to masturbate to know how to tell somebody to do what you want and to know
what
you want.
Listen, I never hate that kind of stretch. You know
what
I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I like a stretch into masturbation.
And we've been masturbating for years. So when the right person comes, it's no, like this.
Don't you worry.
Like this. Do this, then this.
Yeah.
It's it's just clear. There's hopefully going to be less confusion.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I was just pray. And I will too.
God willing. God willing. Well, that reminds me of when my ex-fiance and I moved in together. I mean, this is a very surface thing, but we both were okay, what are your house rules? Because we knew that that's a huge frustration when people move in together, whatever. And so he was you have to close the cabinets and the drawers, never leave anything ajar. Mm, right.
Yeah.
And then mine was to squeeze a sponge out and put it on its side.
Okay.
So more air can flow around it. So it was okay, these are the things.
That was
that
it?
Won't...
You all just had one?
Well, I think we had other small things, but those were our two main ones.
Okay.
Especially in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know? And the way to put the dishes up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that was my biggest one. And then of course that came back to that was one of our biggest fights when he put a wet sponge in the sink. And I blew up for that and that alone. No other reasons.
Absolutely. How dare
right?
you.
But it was but I definitely, not that I was a cabinet door opener before, leaving it open, but I definitely became, I always have to keep everything closed. Again, that's not I necessarily did before. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, just come be okay, I know that this is triggering. I know that this is not good. But let me articulate to you. Not in the middle of an argument.
I don't know what mine
would be. For the surface living or for...
a house rule.
You won't change your temperature on your AC unit for whatever reason.
That's fine. Somebody could do that.
They would?
Okay. I wouldn't care that much, but I better not be hot.
Watch out.
As long as I'm not hot, it's fine.
As long as you're not hot.
You know?
Yeah.
If he wants to fiddle with it.
Yeah, you're not as particular.
I'm really not.
Yeah.
So, it's I can't think of anything that...
Of your home.
Because I don't
stuff.
Really, care or notice that stuff.
Yeah, you're not as particular about how you keep your... How you live in your home.
It's just the type of thing that, honestly, I would close the cabinets.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be because that's not my bug. I get bugged about communication. That would bug me.
Right.
But if someone had the cabinets open, I would just close them and it
would
not
be a problem.
Well,
I think it's one of those. Well, I think it's one of those situations, from what I've heard from people who in long-term relationships, something small, that shit builds up and then you fucking blow up and use that as the excuse, right? So it's like, you just, instead of being like, oh, I'll just do it then, I'll just do it. And then it's like, I fucking hate that I have to do this. I fucking, why don't, I told you I don't like this. Or what, you know what I mean? So it's like, just set those
expectations. I just think I do stuff like that. I don't leave cabinets open, but it's like I mindlessly do things that I just don't care if somebody mindlessly.
Yeah.
If it affects me.
Well, I was about to say, I just don't think Winnie, you're as particular. Like, yeah, but it affected, I just don't Winnie. Think.
She can take care of herself, though.
Honestly, we're all more terrified of her.
I can't think of anything that would really like.
Yeah. Not for you.
You know,
I have a list for me.
That's why I actually think that you'd be fine with someone who doesn't have a list.
I know.
Two people come with a list, I'd be like, get out now.
That's fucking hard.
Get out now. That stresses me out for you guys.
I know. No, I need someone who doesn't have a list or a very small list, but then is happy to accommodate my list.
Or tries. Tries their hardest. I think it's like when someone's a really great person, a great partner, and they leave a cabinet open, it's like, okay.
Like, a best friend who never puts down the toilet seat.
Yeah.
The cover.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
I was like, well, that can't
Who's
be
me. Talking
that's
about?
A guy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
How not like not the seat, but
the top thing.
The top of it. Keep it closed.
Or I never fill up a Brita.
You never fill up a Brita. It drives me crazy.
Right. But it's like.
Right.
I don't do it.
That's something that me. I have to deal
like,
with.
Like, sometimes I'll think about it.
Sure.
Sometimes
Lucky.
I'll do it and I'll be like, look what I did.
Right.
But it just, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
So, and that you have to realize is just like a rule that you had that you've learned. And so
it
that's
is the way in which I live
that's
my
what
life.
You do. You like to have a thing you do and that's the correct way to do it.
It is the correct
but
way
it
to
isn't.
Do it.
That's just the way you do it.
I know. But in my home.
That's fine. Your home that you grew up in.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when you go together.
That was your like that's your parents' rules that you were like, this is how it will work in this house.
Or the fact that I've lived by myself for 20 years.
And that's true, too. But it doesn't mean it's the right way.
For me, it is.
It just means it's your way.
But that's the thing is if two people come together with the right ways,
that's what
you want to respect the other right way.
You can't.
You can't. You can try.
If I say I like the hairdryer put away this way, this is the correct way. And you say I like it put away this way. This is the right way.
Well, rarely is it the same exact thing.
But I'm saying there isn't a right way. And it's not good to present it that way. It's good to present it as this is the way
I like it. Yeah. I mean, I'm being silly with saying that it's the right way because it is the right way.
See,
but
you're not necessarily.
No, I know. I understand that the way that I do it. I mean, you saw when we went home, like how my dad puts the hair dryer.
Yeah, that's
like
his choice.
Perfectly coiled. I love it. It makes me laugh so
that's
much.
That's his choice and that's his thing. But
the
like,
way that we both have our mic cords.
Yes.
Right?
There isn't one that's the right way. My mic works beautifully. But it's just like that's what you choose. I'm saying it's just.
I'm not disagreeing that it's a choice. It's not correct or incorrect.
And I think it's good to go in that way, right?
But yes, but I think it's good to share your preferences. And then to try to honor those if you don't have anything against it. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, if someone says, I really prefer it this way, then it's like, okay, I can do that. Like, why would I not?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just like.
It depends on the situation.
Depends, because I think there's a certain way that people like to live, right?
Yeah.
There are certain ways that people like to live. But if someone lives a different way, it's like they're going to try to. Do things that's your way, but they also might like to live their way. Some people, when they cook, clean as they go. Some people like to clean at the end. There isn't a right way. Like, the food will taste however it'll taste based on, and, like, you know, people will die on a rock about how that way is correct. And it's like, the answer is it's correct for them. And then the other question is, if you're the person cooking, to me, you make the rules. If I'm the person cleaning, I also make the rules for cleaning. If you'd like to do the dishes, do them whatever way you want. If I'm doing the dishes, I'm going to do them the way I want to do them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to just go in to be like, we're probably going to have it in our way. Like, right?
Well,
it
that
probably
is
won't
the
be
hope.
My way. Probably
that
won't be
is
your
the
way.
Hope.
There'll be a mixed way, or there'll be a.
There's always compromising, from what I hear.
Yeah, from what I've read.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I don't know how that came to be. Why were we talking about that?
I think your house rules. You were talking about
the house
rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anywho, I it's telling you who you are. When you first, like, in articulating more of who you are, your needs.
Yeah.
If something's being frustrated, I think we also have to be better about listening. We can all be better about communicating.
Absolutely.
But listening is more important.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's more
important.
There's
that quote that's like, there's a reason you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah. I don't know if it had reason twice in the statement, but yeah. Kid, yes.
How rude.
How rude.
It's true.
No, it is true.
Do you know the quote?
No, but I'm sure reason is not in it twice. No, okay. I do know the quote. I have heard that quote. I've heard of it. I can't say I know it by heart.
I don't either. That's why I was just saying what I knew.
I prefer for you to get the statement right. I can't.
I'll kill you.
I kid. I know you will.
I really will.
Well, I did have my magic class.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's a very, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. I'm very excited about it. Please know that. It's, again, not learning how to do magic, but learning how to embrace your own magic and energy and how to transmute that energy into something. But we had to figure out our own intentions that we can focus on. So it's one of those things where it's like similar to the Liana course. I mean, hers is more involved with food and whatever, but it's also just that main taking that time to focus on your own intentions and yourself.
Yeah.
So I fucking loved it.
Great.
It's 4 weeks. I'm very excited about it. So I'll tell you all about my magic, and I may use some in the meantime. You know
Why
what I mean?
Not?
No big deal.
Yeah. Let's get us our person.
Our singular person for both of us. I love it. I'm excited. Do you have anything fun this week? Dates?
Fun this week. Well, I'm seeing the guy, I think, from the park again.
Okay.
And possibly going on a date tomorrow night.
I'm so sorry. I love everything about
so,
it.
That's all so far.
Okay. Good, good. I don't think I have anything scheduled date-wise, but I have a few
Maybes.
Activities this week, so I feel like I can't have more than yeah. I'm worn out.
I'm exhausted.
I know. I'm like, I'll see you next month.
Yeah.
See you. We'll see. I'll get back on and try to connect you with the bearded men that
Do
I have
it.
Seen. Okay. I will.
I love bearded men.
Well. In the meantime.
Yeah.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But for me, I think he has a beard.
Damn sure.
I really do.
Yeah.
So what?
I think it does.
So what?
So what? You
Get
know, what,
my
you know what you know.
Yeah.
That's your intention, bearded
Thank
man.
You.